Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. It'll take me out to the ball game. It's an appropriate intro. Make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. So, Major League Baseball. Yeah, three strikes, you're out. I don't think I'm going to go to any ball games anytime this year. Jack wagons. Major League Baseball has decided to move the All-Star game out of Georgia because of the state's new voter ID laws that make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. Gee, well, it's such a terrible idea. Not only will this hurt struggling businesses in Georgia, the move is based on the mistaken idea that the new law will restrict voting. One provision in the new law being protested by Major League Baseball is the requirement of a photo ID, something, of course, that Major League Baseball seems to forget, considering that that same requirement is required to get into the baseball park. Yeesh. Joining us now to discuss the hypocrisy in all of this is Noah Weinrich, Heritage Action Press Secretary. Noah, nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey there. Thank you for having me.
So, I mean, it's just laughable. This whole thing is just so stupid, Noah. So MLB moved the All-Star game to Coors Field in Colorado, but Colorado also has voter ID laws. So, I mean, why the double standard here?
I mean, it's pretty incredible to see it. You know, they're moving it from a diverse state with voter ID laws to a, you know, a pretty homogenous state with voter ID laws.
Yeah.
If you want to analyze this based on race, which apparently they want to.
Yeah, now, I mean, the only difference is Colorado allows marijuana and has a Democrat governor. That's really that's a significant difference. They have a liberal Democrat for governor, and Georgia has a Republican governor. Other than that, they both have voter ID laws. You know, why didn't, if they were going to make a distinction, why didn't they go out to the Giants ballpark in San Francisco? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And, you know, you have to have an ID to pick up a will call ticket at an MLB game. Got to have an ID to get a beer there. You have to have an ID to get on a Delta flight. You got to have an ID to get into a Coca-Cola shareholder meeting. So apparently they think that all of their businesses are more important than voting. They think security is very important at the ballpark, but it's not really needed at the ballot box.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because several big corporations now have been bullied by the left to denounce these state election security legislation as well. Like you mentioned, Coca-Cola, Delta, they have caved to pressure. Do you think others are going to do the same, or are you finally going to have some companies that are going to say, you know, hey, this is not our, you know, we want to do business. Let us focus on business. You guys focus on politics.
You know, I sure hope so. We've seen that from a few companies. Home Depot, notably, one of the biggest employers in Georgia, has not come out against this bill. We've seen the Braves actually stand up for this. You know, they decried the position of the MLB to take the All-Star game out of Georgia. So there are some folks standing up for this. The Braves, Home Depot, they're refusing to be canceled by the left. I think you're going to see that, you know, the threats from the left are really toothless. I don't think that Home Depot is going to go broke anytime soon.
Right.
They just have their biggest year ever.
I'm so glad you brought that up, the fact that it is toothless. It's just a bunch of cancel culture whinies. One of the things that frustrates me here, Noah, is it's all based on myths regarding these election laws spread by the left. I'm sure most of these people haven't even read the bill. But they're also not considering the economic fallout resulting from these boycotts. Already, Georgia is looking at a $100 million loss from the loss of the All-Star game, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this isn't going to hurt Delta shareholders. It's not going to hurt MLB owners. It's going to hurt Atlanta. It's going to hurt the people that live in Atlanta, in Georgia, in Cobb County. It's going to hurt the people selling beer at the stadium. You know, they're not going to get that business. It's going to hurt the people who, you know, drive Uber to and from the stadium. It's not going to hurt, you know, the multimillionaire MLB owners or, you know, Bernie Marcus at Home Depot. It's going to hurt the people of Georgia. It's going to hurt the very people that they are claiming to represent. And it's based on myths, like you said. You know, Joe Biden has repeated falsehoods about this bill, including that it somehow restricts early voting hours. Even the Washington Post has found that to be false. They gave it 4 Pinocchios out of 4.
Yeah, well, and you're right. It doesn't. You're talking about the peanut vendor, the guy walking up the, you know, the aisles selling hot dogs. Those are the ones that are hurt by this. I read recently what Major League Baseball had committed to 8,000 hotel rooms. So not only are you losing the hotel revenue, but the maids that are cleaning the rooms, the folks who are just now, the restaurants that are reopening finally after a year of COVID lockdowns, all that revenue is now gone. The tip revenue that the waiters and waitresses have been desperate to get, all of that is now gone and it's moving to Colorado. It's so asinine. And, you know, what's ludicrous about all of this, it seems obvious to me that most of these morons haven't read the bill. That's what's so frustrating.
That's exactly right. You know, I don't think that any of these people have sat down and read it. I don't think they've even read a summary of the bill. You know, Heritage Action, my organization, has been in Georgia for the last few months. We helped to promote this election integrity bill. A lot of our activists were on the ground. So we were hearing about this for months. You know, we know the truth. We know what's in the bill. But the left is not. They have descended on Georgia, you know, to tell their narrative and get out. But, you know, this is why Heritage Action is sticking around, to continue the telling the truth. And then any of your listeners can find out more. They can find that sheet of facts versus myth, like we talked about, on our website, heritageaction.com. And saveourelections.com is where we have all of these resources. And on that website, you'll see that there are 7 more states where this is going to happen. So this isn't just going to happen in Georgia. This is happening in Texas. They're working on some bills today or in the coming weeks. And there's already boycotts being threatened there. So the fight is not over. It's only going to heat up.
Well, we have 2 bills right now that are, in fact, just this week. They're being considered. The Kansas Senate passed it. They're right now being debated in the Kansas House. They're not quite as controversial, but it's still the same kind of stuff. You mentioned what's going on in the Georgia bill. What are some of the because, like, for example, the water thing, that's bogus. That's not true. The whole thing about shutting, you know, curtailing early voting, that's also not true. The 4 Pinocchio thing, it's been patently proven that Joe Biden lied, and yet people still think it's true. He's still calling it Jim Crow 2.0. How many times do we have to tell people that's false?
Yeah, we're going to have to keep telling it because just this week, Jen Psaki, his press secretary, repeated it in a press conference. And, you know, it's pretty insulting, frankly, to call this worse than Jim Crow. Jim Crow was atrocious, and somehow he thinks that, you know, voter ID laws are worse. You know, these laws are supported by 63% of black Georgian voters. So Biden's out there telling 63% of black Georgian voters that they are supporting Jim Crow, which shows that he is out of touch with Georgia. He is out of touch with America. And he's just up there spreading falsehoods.
Well, this is the same people that want you to have a vaccine passport in order to travel, but they don't want you to have a voter ID in order to vote. So, I mean, the hypocrisy here is, well, it is what it is. It's what we would expect. Noah, thank you again for joining us. Again, if folks want more information about the bills or about what you guys are doing at Heritage Action, they can visit heritageaction.com, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And our election website is saveourelections.com.
Noah, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate you. Just keep fighting the good fight, brother. We need you.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Coming up, Kansas House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins will be with us to bring us our weekly update from Topeka. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.